Bienvenue aux Jeux Olympiques à Paris.
The Olympic Games on Off the Ball.
High jump, long jump, 1500, 5000, steeplechase or whatever. And you become an overnight expert very quickly.
Fancy becoming an armchair expert during this summer's Olympics in Paris? Tune in to Off the Ball for all the insight.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
With Optimum Nutrition, proud sponsor of the Gaelic Players Association.
Welcome back. So today at the Paris Olympics, one of the main events is going to be the women's artistic all-around team final. USA are pretty much unbackable favourites in this event at the moment, and all eyes are going to be on only one person really from Team USA. That person is, of course, Simone Biles, and that was the case over the course of last weekend when there's this kind of manic sense of attention on Biles in Paris. I'm delighted to be joined by Juliette McCurr of the New York Times, who is on the ground in France. Juliette, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Very well. So you might take us back to the weekend and even to late last week when you first started to see Simone perform in qualification for the next couple of events over the next few days. What has it been like? What has the buzz been like around Simone Biles in, I guess, her return to Olympics action?
Yeah, you can imagine that everyone was holding their breath during team qualification. Considering what happened last time in Tokyo when during the team final, she pulled out of the team final because she was getting lost in the air, kind of disoriented in the air, and said, okay, USA team, you have to go on without me. And then she pulled out for almost the rest of her events in Tokyo. So yeah, during team qualification, everybody was wondering if the same thing was going to happen again. But she did great. She was just the regular old Simone Biles that we all have known for the past decade or so, doing these crazy vaults, crazy moves in the air, and she qualified first, which really wasn't a surprise.
So she's set to compete over four apparatus over the course of the next few days. Did she pick up an injury over the course of the weekend?
Yeah, people were wondering what was happening. At one point, she started limping a little bit and then was off to the side with the team doctor getting her left ankle taped. And then after one vault, she actually started crawling along the side of the vaulting runway on her hands and knees. And she was kind of laughing a little bit, but the rest of us weren't laughing because we were wondering, like, you know, if she seriously injured herself. So she ended up getting up and limping around, but then went ahead and did one of the most difficult vaults in the world, the Yurchenko double pike vault, that any slight mistake could result in the gymnast landing on her head and breaking her neck. So she was able to do that just fine, but she does have a little bit of pain or a little bit of an issue with her left calf that's been going on for the last couple weeks. So in my opinion, I don't think that's going to be a problem because she just wants to compete at this Olympics. A lot of people said she was a quitter and un-American for dropping out of the last one. So I think a little pain in her calf is not going to stop her this time. But I, you know, I'm not a doctor, but that's what I think.
I suspect it's like most gymnasts, very rarely are they ever competing for a long period of time with a clean bill of health. And even for Simone Biles, it's not just the last Olympics where she had her issues. Like if you go back to Rio, it turned out her toe was shattered in five places when she performed in the 2016 Olympic Games. So this has been a consistent thing, and I suspect it is something that most top gymnasts have to deal with from event to event.
Yeah, what's interesting with Simone is she's never really had a major she never really had a major injury that has kept her out of things. She's been doing this forever. I mean, luckily for her, her body is made for the sport. She's 4'8", like really super tiny, and always been super healthy. You know, during Rio, none of us knew that her toe was shattered in five places until afterwards. She just kind of mentioned it in passing, and even in 2018 at the World Championship, she went to the emergency room in Doha because she had a kidney stone, spent the night in the emergency room, and then checked herself out the next day without pain medication to go help the team qualify in that World Championship. So little injury, that's, you know, kidney stones are quite painful, but these injuries don't seem to bother her very much. So hopefully this calf thing will just disappear and everything will just, you know, be happily ever after this time.
Since 2021 in Tokyo and the shock of the disappointment, what has Simone Biles done to ensure that, I guess, she's literally in a better headspace in Paris this time around?
Yeah, I don't know if there's any ensuring about anything, which is she said for she wanted people to know, you know, she could show up at the gym today and have the same anxiety panic attacks and it all kind of come back. But she's tried to prepare herself as much as possible by going to therapy every week, every Thursday, no matter where she is in the world. She heads off to do her Zoom with her therapist to talk through some of these traumatic issues that she's had in her life, including being sexually abused by the former national team doctor, Lawrence Nassar, who molested hundreds of girls and women, and she was one of them. And also, she was she went into foster care when she was a little girl with her siblings because her mother had substance abuse problems. So she's had a lot of trauma in her life that she never really addressed, as you should, you know, on a consistent basis. And in Tokyo, there was nobody in the stand. She had no support from family, who had been to every single event that she ever competed in. The stands were completely empty, and she really couldn't even talk to her her then fiance or boyfriend on the phone because of the time difference between Tokyo and the United States. So this time her family's going to be there. I think they have a contingent of 16 people with big sparkly Team Simone t-shirts. She'll know where they are in the stands. You know, she's ready, at least as far as you can be with the therapist and inspirational quotes beforehand and visualization beforehand of being on the beach in Belize. So she is ready as she can be. It just kind of depends, you know, where her mind is when she walks in.
One of the things that I didn't quite realize until I read your piece the other day in the New York Times, Juliet, is that she is the sole Olympian abused by Nassar to actually go back to the Games. So when you're talking about that sense of isolation that maybe reared its head in Tokyo, she is in a very grimly unique position herself to be the only one who has taken her career back to that level again after the appalling life experience caused to them. So I do wonder what comes into effect there, and also I guess how she spoke about going through therapy for years, kind of dropping out of that and having to be persuaded by her mother to go back into counselling for a little while. There's a lot at play here that I suspect we potentially don't even know the full impact of just yet.
Yeah, I think a lot of people didn't realize that when she pulled out of Tokyo, especially a lot of people who criticize her on the internet for being a quitter and a loser and all these things. And, you know, she is one of the women on the national team who were, you know, I'm not sure how many times she was abused by Nassar, but he would go to these national team camps and they would have these camps every month. And he would abuse girls and women at these camps for years. He did that. So she went into the Tokyo Games as the face of the Olympics, the face of the U.S. team for sure. And that meant she was representing the organization that allowed this doctor to abuse girls and women for really over a decade. So she had this, this heaviness about her just having to come in and be the face of the Olympics. Yet, you know, the Olympics had betrayed her in so many ways. And, you know, that's hard. It's, you know, she's, you know, not only is she doing the hardest moves in the sport, moves that likely women will never do again. I mean, I guess we'll see in the coming years, but she's just like so perfectly made for the sport that she's able to do these crazy, crazy twists and turns in the air. And to do that, you need to be super focused. And, you know, if you're a trauma, if you're sexual assault survivor, if you've gone through this trauma, it's hard to be focused, especially under the bright light. So she had a lot going on there without a support system of her family. You know, that's really asking a lot of a person, much less somebody who is sort of tagged to be the gold medal savior of the game. So she had a lot going on, and most of her critics and all of her critics didn't really understand what was going on in her head.
To what extent is, well, the answer to this question is obviously massively, I was going to ask to what extent is she changing the culture of gymnastics? That goes without saying. But could you just explain some of the different facets that are at play here? Like, even when we kind of talk about Simone Biles, a lot of us will have seen, you know, pictures that really brought out her personality down through the years, whether it's her eating pizzas or going out with her friends or whatever it may be, which seems like a jarring thing to say, but the level of control that gymnastic coaches would have liked to have had over young competitors down through the years really verged on the poisonous, if not crossing that line time and time again. So you've got that on one hand. You've got the fact that even something like her age is quite significant at this Games. Like, she would become the oldest American woman to win an Olympic gold at the gymnastics at the age of just 27. Like, to what extent is this going to be a bit of a watershed moment for the freedoms, the life freedoms of young American gymnasts, and also the longevity of their careers?
Right. You know, watching Simone on Instagram over the years, it's, for me, it, you know, I've been covering this for 20 years. It's completely shocking, because not even that long ago, these gymnasts were afraid to even say anything, because the old regime of Marta and Bella Caroli scared them into being completely silent. They never wanted to talk to the media because they were afraid of saying the wrong things. They really didn't have any life experiences outside of the gym, so they didn't really have anything to talk about anyway. You know, they didn't know how to answer questions, or didn't have any, you know, didn't know what was going on in the world. But Simone over the years, you know, she's eating pizza on Instagram. She's having margaritas with her friends at her pool. At one point, she went throwing axes to one of these bars that you actually throw axes at a bullseye with her husband, which was, you know, gymnasts don't, that's sort of the extreme of what gymnasts do not do. And she's always spoken her mind, and gymnasts haven't done that either, but it's slowly changing. You know, you can see the personality of the gymnasts in the world today, and they're not afraid to show people who they are or show their vulnerability. And also they're not going to quit when they're 16, which they did in the past. And a lot of that had to do with, you know, now they can go to college in the United States and get paid for promoting things in the United States as a college athlete. And they're healthier, so they don't have to, you know, starve themselves until 16 and then quit. So it's just, she's really changed the face of the sport. And when she leaves, she'll leave the sport in a better place. It's never been as good as it is right now.
What sort of medal haul is she going to have this week, do you think?
Okay, I'm going to be positive about things. You know, they'll win the team. Everything will go fine. There won't be any breaking news today. They'll win the team medal. I think they'll win it pretty easily. She'll win the individual all-around medal, so that's another gold. She'll win the vault. She'll win the, you know what? I don't know if she'll win the floor exercise, but I think she will win the floor exercise. And I think she'll come home with a bunch of gold medals that she should have won in Tokyo. She didn't make the uneven bars final, which is not a surprise. She almost did. She came one spot from making it, but got knocked out really late into the night of team qualifying. But she didn't make the team. She didn't make the final of the uneven bars in Rio either in 2016. So that wasn't a surprise. But she'll come back with a bunch more medals. She has 37 world and Olympic medals now. And, you know, she'll come back with over 40. Her suitcase will be super heavy.
It's going to be a hell of a week. Enjoy every bit of it, Julia. Thank you so much for taking the call.
Oh, thanks a lot. Have a great day, guys.